Hello.
Hi, we're calling from the Brooklyn Health Center Pharmacy. We received a fax in our fax machine for a patient address failure.
Oh, could you please provide me the member date of birth?
2/15/1987.
And what is the last name of the member? Could you please spell that?
I think S-Y-L-L-A.
S-Y-L-L-A. Mm-hmm. Okay, just a sec. Let me pull up that account. Okay, and what's the information about that member?
What are... Is it... We don't know why they're faxing it to us. Does it need... Do they need a drug? Does it need patient services?
It is for the injection dexamethasone J1100 for medical buy and bill.
Okay, what does that mean? Because you call this is the pharmacy you're faxing it to. We have no idea what you want.
Actually, we want to initiate an authorization under the medical buy and bill. So it
okay,
is
so
not the correct department.
So that's the thing. We don't know. Do you, are you trying to do a PA for a medication, or do you need patient services to bill?
Yeah, we need the authorization to bill that medication. Means approval
so
for
need,
that.
So you need patient services, not pharmacy.
Yeah,
but
correct.
You're faxing it to the pharmacy like 3 times already, so we didn't know what you guys wanted. And no one called
oh.
us back in regards to the voicemail we left.
Yeah, but we called just this morning only, but they provide that fax number for the authorization department. So could you please provide me the correct fax number?
So you just need patient services to... give you guys like a approval letter to, I guess, infuse the patient? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I can just forward it to our patient services department for you, if that's what it's for. Because if you need the medication, then we would need to fill out prior authorization form for that.
There is a prior authorization form.
If you need a specific medication.
Okay, but we don't have any form for that, so could you please fax that form to us?
So, the thing is, we faxed it this morning, so I just want to, if you don't need pharmacy to approve a medication, you don't need to fill that form. If this is like a medical need that you need for the patient, then we can just forward the patient services for them to deal with, because we don't give you any approval for these injections or whatever that patient services side. So I just want to make sure we're not like missing anything.
Actually, we want this approval under the medical ban bill, not for the pharmacy.
So it's just for medical side?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll forward it to patient services so they can work on it for you.
Okay, and could you please provide me their fax number for the future?
I don't have their fax number. You can call the main line for patient services, which is, I'll tell you in a second. Hold on. You can call 718-606-3863.
Oh, could you please repeat that? I didn't catch that.
718-606-3863.
It is 718-606-3863, is that correct? 718-606-3863. 718-606-3863, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and could you please spell your name?
Catherine. And your name, please?
Emily. And what is your last
name? Emily, okay. My last initial is P as in Peter. I will send a message to patient services too that you are requesting
for the medical
them to. Mm-hmm. I'll put your name on it, so if they need to contact anyone, they'll call you back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Emily. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.